Hey, welcome back to another good podcast interview with someone that actually has some experiences. And it's not the kind of experiences that we normally talk about on here. And being that we're getting close to Halloween, I figured this would be something kind of raise up the hairs a little bit on your skin. So she has a couple experiences that she's going to share with us today. Welcome in, Jules. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
It's been good. I actually had the opportunity to go over to some of the content that you had on your TikTok, because you're a TikTok creator. And I was through this, break it down to me. What is this skinwalker thing? Like, what is going on with this?
So that's not usually the content that I post on TikTok, but I had such a vivid, like surreal experience that I felt like I had to document it and post it somewhere because otherwise, like, I felt like it didn't exist. So Skinwalker is something that I'm getting better versed at after that experience. I honestly had no idea what a Skinwalker was until I experienced what I experienced and I had to go research it. But it is a creature or part of the history of Utah. And they, to some people, they're demons. To some people, they're like spirits. I don't really know exactly what it is. I just know that the energy I felt was not good. And there is nothing that of the research that I've researched has said anything positive about them. And so all I know is I don't want them back. But
You
apparently,
don't
that's
want
also
them.
not an option.
So tell me about this episode that you had.
So I live in Utah. I had recently moved to Utah in 2023, and we bought a brand new house. Well, it is a brand new house on this lot, but the lot was a farm. And I've come to find out after the interaction that some of the houses in this neighborhood actually sit in what was the farm cemetery. And so we don't know exactly which houses or whether they dug the graveyards or they moved or whether the bones are actually under a house. But we live in a property that used to be a pretty big hay farm nearby. And so this is the first neighborhood that was developed onto this particular land. And a couple of the houses are older across the street. And this was one of the OG neighbors that told me the history of the land. But only after I had the encounter that she explained this to me. Had I known, I probably would have second-guessed the purchase of this home, to be honest. I stream and I stream pretty early in the morning. I go live 4 o'clock in the morning, mountain time. And so I get up every day at 3 o'clock in the morning and I have a pretty set routine. You've known me for over 2 years. You know my schedule. You've seen me live day after day. My routine involves waking up, letting the dogs out, making coffee, bringing the dogs back in, get my wigs and my makeup on, go live stream. Not this particular morning. There's one particular morning I went to let the dogs outside, and the dogs would not want to go outside. And not only that, it was pitch black. I mean, it was dark. And I remember looking outside and being, oh my gosh, there must be a storm coming because there's no moon, there's no stars, there's nothing. And I couldn't see anything outside. But I opened the door, and the dogs pretty much refused to go outside. So I'm fighting with the dogs. It's taking me a couple of minutes to get them to go outside. And the dogs just froze. Like once they were actually like outside on my little deck, they wouldn't really move. And one of my dogs, she's a police dog. So she's trained to like sniff and do things. You know, she's retired, but she was a bomb dog. So for her to freeze, it was unusual because she's usually like
Yeah, that's
hyper and active.
like that's a red flag. Like she's locked in on something different.
She's locked in. And so my yard is on an L shape. So I have a little deck, and you have to get down to the deck. And there's like a section of the house on this right side that you can't see when you open the sliding door. You would have to like go out to go see. So at this point, I think like maybe there's an animal. We had just recently finished doing the landscape and putting a fence, but we have a lot of deer. And the neighbors didn't have sense. So I thought maybe there's a deer on one of the properties, maybe a mountain lion. So I'm like, I better go investigate because one of the dogs is little, the other one is a big dog. So I go outside and I go on the deck and I go to my right side and I look on the corner of my property. And oh gosh, like I literally like I can, I'm not kidding you. I get chills when I think about this crazy
I'm locked
like
in. You're like, oh my, here we go.
Oh my God, like I'm not kidding you. Like my hair is standing up like on the back of my head. There was a creature on the corner of my property and it arched like a cat. And it was pitch black with ice blue eyes. Like, did you watch that show? It was with the dragons and, huh?
Was it a series that they had going on?
Yeah, they had the snow people.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember that.
I can't remember the name, but like it has the dragon lady, like right. The mother of the dragons, whatever. The creatures on that show had really bright, piercing blue eyes. And that's what I remember seeing from this creature. And this creature like locked in eyes on me and I looked at it. But again, I'm thinking mountain lion. I mean, I've never seen a mountain lion with blue eyes, but I was thinking mountain lion. My brain did not go supernatural, okay? So being the dork that I am and with no survivor instincts and no expertise in any military training,
Right.
I go inside the house and I grab the broom.
Oh, hey, I hope you got a custom broom, not those little cheap ones.
Oh my God. I literally grabbed the broom and then I grabbed my flashlight because it was pitch black. But here's the weird. When I turned on the flashlight, there was nothing there.
What?
Like there was nothing in the corner. When I turned the flashlight off, the arch with the blue eyes was there. And that's when I knew that this was not a mountain lion.
That's not normal. That's
no.
Not normal.
So at this point, my dogs still hadn't moved. I literally dragged them by their leash because now they're like full on squatted on the floor, not
right.
moving. They're petrified. So I run back inside the house, turned on my alarm. Like I thought that my alarm was going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I turned on my house alarm and I looked at the clock. It was already past 4 a.m. This whole thing felt to me like 5 minutes, but it wasn't. It was like over an hour.
What?
So I don't know where the time went by because I'm like I told you, like I take the dogs outside, I make a cup of coffee, I bring the dogs in, I go. This whole entire process is usually an hour and I'm putting makeup. Me
right.
going back and forth to the backyard, looking at this creature, looking at the dogs, grabbing the boom and coming back was well over an hour. I was shaking. I couldn't figure out how to go live. And my phone, now I look at my phone and it's call after call. My team is like, where are you? You're not live. You're late. What's going on? Are you okay? And I
right.
look at the time. It's like, I don't remember exactly the time, but it was like 4:30 or like well past 4 o'clock in the morning.
What? That is, it's like time, like they had
it
like
was
a time.
Gone.
Yeah. Like it, or time skip, you know? Wow.
And since then, since that experience, it's been like one experience after another in this property. We have things that show up in our backyard and
like what? Yes, a little bit.
Like things like shoes and toys and things. And apparently there's another creature from Utah called the Duende that collects things and makes little shrines and you're not supposed to touch it. And so there's these things that show up in my backyard and I told the kids, I'm like, don't touch those things. And then they disappear. Like there was
items in your backyard that your kids didn't place there. And
no,
nobody...
like a leopard print slipper. Like there was a slipper in my backyard recently.
A slipper. There's one
like,
slipper.
Just one.
Slipper.
Just one slipper.
Wow.
And like I told you, I'm fenced in. Like my property's secure. I have cameras everywhere. The cameras don't go off. The sensors don't go off. I literally have a sensor in every single corner of my house. Like nothing goes off, but things show up in my backyard. My toddler started seeing things. My toddler is absolutely petrified of his closet.
Why is that? What happened with that? Because I did see some content of him talking about there was something at the top of the steps. What's going on with that?
He calls it a monster. It's big, black, and he describes on the videos like with red eyes,
yeah.
And he says that it's in his closet, and he's very descriptive about it. Like
Yeah.
he'll play in the room, but when it comes dark time, that's what he calls it, dark time, he goes straight to grandma's room. He will not sleep in his room.
So yeah, I seen in that video that you uploaded, like you can see it in his face that there was no wandering off. He was locked in on that certain area and he was 100% like there's something there. And he was like he wasn't changing it up. He was locked in on that and he just kept telling you there was something really there.
And we got on a recording a couple of times with him because he will start talking about it randomly. So it's not often that I can actually get it on a recording because we'll be having like breakfast and he'll just turn around and be like, "Yeah, the monster was there today." And then he'll talk about the monster. But like it's not like we
Fairy
have
tale. This is actual documentation that he took memories in his mind that he knows that there was something that transpired that he's seen and
And the
he
monster has a dog.
it has a dog as well.
Well, he calls it a dog. So I think the creature I saw outside comes into the house, into his room, because it was like arched like a cat, and I thought it was an animal. And he
Right.
talks about the monster having a dog.
Yeah, that's what they say about skinwalkers, that they can like shape shift and take different images, as if you will. And to go back to the blue eyes, you're thinking of Game of Thrones. Is that what you're talking
That
about?
that's exactly it. Those blue eyes of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And if you search a picture of a skinwalker, one of the images that will show up to you, it's an arched looking cat with bright eyes. Like it literally, it's what shows online. Now, I didn't know what a skinwalker was until I searched it. As a matter of fact, the day that this happened, I went live because I didn't know what to do. And I was like, well, might as well go live. If something happens to me, at least people will witness.
Right. At least I got over 100 something people seeing this.
Exactly. That was my thought. I was like, at least like, they'll be documented. And
Yeah.
that was my like, because at the time my husband was deployed. So it
Right.
was just me and the kids. And I'm like, at least there will be a witness of this is happening.
Right.
And I talked about a bobcat. I didn't have the courage at first to share it. I called it a bobcat. And I was like, hey guys, I think I had a bobcat in my backyard. I'm so sorry I was late. It took me a while to come to grip. Until I talked to my neighbor. And she's like, no, that's quite normal experience that you had. It's normal in this neighborhood. We've had a couple of things. And she explained the property and whatnot. And she's like, the land development. And she's like, plus, you've been working on your backyard. So you disturb the land. So whatever you're doing is not making them happy. And I'm like,
Oh my
that
gosh.
makes a lot more sense. And then the monsters started showing up when we started working in the basement. Because we did our house, the basement wasn't finished and the landscape wasn't finished. So when we started working on the basement, that's when really things escalated in the house.
Now, when you talk about things escalating, can you give me a couple examples of exactly what happened in a house, like are cabinets open, TVs come on, anything like that?
All of it. I have a dresser in my room that literally will open and then I'll close it. We have a couple of names for it because we think it's more than one creature. So one of them, we think it's a female. We call her Sarah. And literally the cabinets, she doesn't like me. She likes my husband, but she does not like me. And we sleep in separate bedrooms because we have different schedule routines. So she'll come into my room in the middle of the night and start opening all the drawers and wake me up. And then I'll close it. And then I'll call my husband, be like, hey, can you come up and tell Sarah to knock it off? And he'll yell at her, and then the drawers stop opening, and I can go back to bed. The TVs will turn on, and there's no remotes around. Like we actually hide the remotes from the kids, and the TVs will go off and like turn on their own. Our stairway, the lights don't work anymore, and we've called three electricians, and they can't figure out. We used to be able to turn the lights on, and then you could go down to the basement. Now the switches don't work. So, like those stairs that have two switches, one turns on and then the bottom
Yeah,
one's supposed to turn it off.
it's called a three-way switch. Yeah.
Okay. So our top one doesn't turn on anything anymore. The bottom one turns on a different outlet that turns on a different light. So somehow our electric from that stairway has completely separated.
So I'm wondering is if it actually is redirecting that light because it wants to be in the dark. So
Correct.
there's, yeah.
Again, it goes back to the basement and the construction.
Right.
So we were supposed to move, we moved our master bedroom to the basement, but I don't sleep down there. It freaks me out. And so I had to put lights on the ceiling, like flickering battery operated lights, because we can't get lights to work. So we can't, like, I can't go down the stairs because we have no light.
Wow, that's something else there. That it
And
really
this is a
is.
brand new house, so like brand new construction. This house is barely 2 years old, so like everything, upgrade. It's not like
Oh, it's not something old over hundreds and hundreds of years. You know, this stuff still got the tag on it still. You know, the wiring is brand new and it
pretty
was built
much.
correctly for it to be able to pass code. So yeah, that's something else there. I
Like
mean,
we'll go to sleep, and I have locks on the doors, and I put baby locks that like latches the handles. I'll wake up, my front door will be front completely open, and the alarm is not off. Like it doesn't go off.
Oh my gosh.
And like
Wow.
I'll literally come out, and the front door is open. I'll call my husband, like the front door is open. I was live streaming during Community Fest, and my son says that somebody tried to break in into the top room, and we thought it was like an attempted break in, but we don't know because it was on the second floor. How are you trying to break in on the second floor?
Yeah, there ain't no steps to go up to the second floor, but the ones in the
No,
house.
but my son was freaked out behind me, like sitting here, like during Community Fest, and I was like, I don't know what we're gonna do. And like he was freaked out, like he would not go back to bed during like certain events. My printer has gone off while I was live. One
And
time I
you're
was live and started printing Hello Kitty paper.
Wow.
I was live. I had to unplug this chair because this chair used to talk while I was live streaming. So I
It
had to
just
like completely remove all the plugs because it would start picking up EMP and then like it would start talking, like whatever it was would talk through the chair.
That is very uncomfortable.
Oh, this house is so uncomfortable.
Yeah, that is very uncomfortable. And let's fast forward. And you said that there was a new most recent event that occurred with you.
Yes. So I don't like to watch a lot of the support. My husband is so into it. He loves he listens to a podcast called Blurry Creatures. And Lord have mercy, he doesn't travel, but he will travel for this thing. And they anyways, long story short, he listens to a lot of the stuff. I don't. After 6 years of being together, he finally convinced, hey, we should watch Supernatural. You might understand some of the stuff that goes on in the house. Like, yeah, it's a TV show, but it's based off of a lot of real stuff. So you should watch it. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll watch it. I don't know if it's episode two or episode three. It's like right at the beginning of the series. There's an episode that has, they go back to their original house and there's like a monster in the closet. And here we go back to the closet again, right? And so we're in the bedroom that I sleep, and it's a suite, so the bathroom door is open and there's a closet. And we're watching and there's a monster in the TV show closet. The closet light turns on. And so my husband looks at me and is like, did you see the closet? As soon as he said the closet, a music box starts playing. I don't own a music box.
There's
I don't have a jewelry box. Nobody has a jewelry box.
what was it? What did it like? How long did the song play for? Do you
Like
know
a
the song?
good, like it's the ballerina one, the
Oh,
traditional one that you wind and there's the ballerina that spins. Yes, I don't own it. And it was like inside the room, like it was loud and it played for a good couple of seconds, like to the point that I started opening the drawers, like, do I have something playing? Then it stopped. So he pressed play on the TV show again. They're talking about the closet. The closet light flickers again. He looks at me and says, you see the closet again? The music box starts playing again.
Now, do you think that they're trying to communicate with you? Sounds like there's a family there, and
I
there's a
think
small.
it's, I'm like, I got chills again. Oh my God. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think there's multiple people. I think one of them is a child. I think that there is a female. I don't know if there's a male, yet, like not from what I've gathered. I think the child was also a girl. And I think that the reason why, I think there must have been like some sort of like female negativity interaction with the other female, maybe like something happened with another woman because it does not like women. But I think it's a woman, or like a woman, based on like the fact that it's latching on to the baby, trying to go to children, the music box, it goes towards me, it likes to annoy me. I think he wants to be the woman of the house.
Okay. Let's say so it could be a woman and her child there, you know?
Yeah.
And
And
you're taking up space that if you will, you know?
correct. So like he wants me and the baby gone. It doesn't bother the older kid as much. Like it likes the baby. I call him
Okay.
baby, but he's turning 4.
Right,
But
right.
he's latched on to like both of us. And it just the music box was the last one. After the second music box playing, we turned off the TV show. I'm like, I'm not doing this. Like I can't do this during the night anymore.
Yeah.
But
So,
it's constant.
this is constant, and it's just like, oh, it's kind of normal just to have the microwave to start, or the air fryer will turn on and turn back off.
Yep. And so things get unplugged a lot. Like
Right.
our appliances will get unplugged a lot. Not as much as like, luckily, like our stove is left alone because it's a gas stove. So luckily, like they haven't messed with that. But a lot of the stuff gets full on unplugged. But it likes our doors. It likes to open the doors.
So let me ask you this. Do you think like these, okay, these areas are getting things unplugged. Is this somewhere where your kids can maneuver to get in back there to unplug them?
No.
This is out of their reaching distance for that.
No. And this is usually on things that are locked, like that have like a child lock or like things that are embedded in cabinets that
Your
like,
kids get to it. Right, right.
like the stuff that, my dressers have plugs inside. This is the stuff that like, I mean, I guess like you could say like, oh, you knocked it over, you knocked it over, you knocked it over. But like when it happens like every other day, you're like, how many times did I lock it over?
Like that doesn't add up how many times that happens to you in there. So let me ask you this last question for you.
That's okay.
Are you just going to live like that, or you guys have plans to have someone come bless the home, or what are you thinking about doing?
I've tried saging it.
Okay.
I actually bought Sage on subscription for a while.
Right. Hey,
There,
you gotta try anything, right? Anything.
you can do it in the Zone, at Amazon. You can buy things on subscription. So I bought these shelves and there's Palo Alto, and I started doing a lot of research and all the stuff. And you go to the Four Corners. I've done prayers, like there's manifestation books. I've called, like we've had people that are religious, not like specific religion, come in and do
Right.
prayers. But we've had religious people do prayers here, and that hasn't worked. I've had people like remotely who practice like witchcraft. I mean, I'm at this point, don't judge. I've tried everything to like do a cleansing ritual and light up the good candle and the cinnamon on the door and the salt around the house. I've done it all pretty
Have
much.
you done the sulfur around the property on the rim of the
Ooh,
house? Sulfur.
sulfur, I have not tried.
Try sulfur, because I read into that though. Sulfur seems to keep away the bad energy and the bad mojo around
Okay.
residents. They try the sulfur because I guess for some reason that keeps them away.
That I haven't tried, but I've tried like
Yeah.
crystals. Like there's these like good energy per, like I can't remember the type of crystal. I had a jewelry maker, her name is Gray Rose on TikTok. She made me a bracelet that has different, every single bead is a different stone that's supposed to be like a protection. And she made me one, and then I don't have it because my little one takes it. But the red one with the evil eye, like not the evil eye, but like the little all-seeing eye from many cultures. Like all the kids have it, and my toddler likes to wear it, so he'll take it from my arm. And so he's wearing that one right now. I mean, I'm
This is
all down for every
every
traditional.
you're looking for anything that you can possibly do to get this activity to leave your residence. I get that.
At least like right now it's calm and it's not angry. Like it doesn't bother me as much anymore. It was that creature that bothered me. It's when my toddler talks about the monster that bothers me. He
Yes,
hasn't
the
talked.
physical presence of seeing something, either yourself or somebody that you care about, sees
Yeah.
something in your space. You kind of feel like it's an intruder, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean,
Yep.
I can definitely understand that, Jared Jules. I'm
So.
praying for you, sister. I mean, that sounds like a lot. I mean, that's an ongoing investigation. I would say maybe reach out to see if somebody can do some type of maybe there's some ghost finders, or get one of those companies that will come over, and
Oh,
because
I'm pretty sure. Yes, I'm remodeling this office and I'm building a recording studio on this side. And so I was moving all the stuff and I put all a bunch of stuff on the couch to take it to the basement. Again, here we go back to the basement. One of the boxes went flying from the couch. Like, I'm not talking about a small little box. I was walking down the stairs and I look back and a box just went like, and I flew off the couch. I'm like, can you not break that, please? But like, it's getting to the point that I almost talk to them like a child too. I'm like, come on, can you leave the Hello Kitty alone? And then I walked off. I'm like, what else do you do? Might as well treat them like a child.
Hey, you might as well tell them, make sure you turn that light off down there. We trying to turn save some money on the bill.
Exactly. It's like, hey, if you're gonna open the door, can you do the back door so strangers don't come in? Like, don't do the front door to the back door.
Wow, Jules. That's a lot of information to pack in on there. Hey,
Yeah.
like I said, prayers out to you and your family, and I hope you figure out something. And you know what? I feel like this was a very good interview to have right before Halloween. And I appreciate you, Jules.
Oh, I appreciate you having me. Like I said, like at first I was super scared. I've done a couple of videos on it. I joke around and I mention here and there, oh, here's the type of bracelet I was talking about. Because I have them everywhere.
Okay, I see it.
But it's nice to talk about with somebody who doesn't think that I'm like making this stuff up. It's like it's there, it's here. Whatever it
Yeah,
is, it's here.
well, here's even more validation by you having your young baby on there and recaps of what he had exposure to let you know that there's something going on there. He's not making this up. This isn't something he's seen on a TV show. He's giving you details and description, and that just validates it even more. And again, I really do appreciate you taking the time to tell us about this and get the chills
Thank
up right before Halloween.
you. Just
Well,
don't
Jules.
dress up like a skinwalker. And whatever you do, don't whistle if you think there's one in the presence. Because, from my understanding, once they latch on you, they don't leave. They're latched on. You're their target.
Ouch. Ouch. I mean, I'll stay there.
Yeah.
Hey, Jules, thank you so much for taking the
Thank you.
time. This has been another good show on Shed Talk. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.